But praise the Lord, everyone, and welcome. Welcome.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my need. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Well, praise the Lord, everyone. Praise the Lord. We're so happy that you all are able to join in with us tonight. You're listening to His Abounding Grace, which is a segment of When Christians Speak Talk Radio. And I'm your host for this evening, Minister Vanessa Williams. So I want to welcome everyone again. We're so delighted and so blessed that each of you have been able to join us at this particular time. I truly count it a privilege to be part of this wonderful network, this broadcast, where we expect people's lives to be changed in such a way that they'll go out and help make a difference in someone else's life. Well, tonight we have a special guest with us, Mrs. Yvonne Ashby Coates. Yvonne is a very, very dear friend of mine. We've been knowing each other for probably over 25 years. And I have been, this has been on my mind, my heart, to get her on this particular broadcast because of what the Lord has given her. She is truly walking in her purpose, and I'm so thankful for that. Yvonne, I want to thank you first for your willingness to openly share about your life, to openly share about your challenges that your family faces, and what finally led you to write and publish your very own book, Taking Off the Mask. So, again, I just want to welcome you. I'll read more about your bio later, but I wanted to take an opportunity to honor, and I do say honor, your husband. The Word of God says to give honor to those who honor is due, and I truly want to honor Simeon the third right now. I want to put in the third, Simeon, your husband, for his willingness to partner with you in sharing your life experiences, particularly in sharing with you in publishing your book. So I'm just thank God for Samuel. Would you please make sure to let him know, and hopefully he's listening in, that we're so honored and grateful for his life. He's such a strong man of God. I remember when I met him years and years ago, and I thank God for his walk with Christ, his strength. Even when he didn't know he had the strength, he relied on God, and I just thank you for. So, Sam, we honor you. We salute you. We know you are a veteran, and so I have to put that plug in. For all the vets, we honor and salute you tonight for all the many blessings and how you are going to be blessing so many other people through your story.
Thank you.
Before I go to prayer, I just thank you, but I just want to pause and make sure that there's no feedback. That am I coming through okay before we move forward?
Yes, ma'am, you are.
Okay. All right, why don't we go to God in prayer? Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord God. God, I thank you. I thank you for the opportunity, Lord God, to allow this ministry, When Christians Speak Talk Radio, to be a blessing to your people, Father. I thank you in particular, Lord God, for allowing Yvonne and her husband, Lord God, to share with us, Lord God, their story, because their story, Lord God, is such an encouraging one, Lord God. And I truly believe, Lord God, it's going to be encouraging to someone else, Lord God, who may be going through some struggles as either a caregiver or as a silent bystander, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, that this would encourage somebody else, Father. And, Lord, I know right now, Lord God, that you are in control of this segment, this broadcast, and so whatever will be done decently and in order. I thank you, Lord God, for your bond. I thank you, Lord God, for her willingness, Lord God, once again, to be on this broadcast. And, Lord, we thank you for all those who are listening in right now, Father. And we just ask you, Lord God, that they will open up their hearts to receive all that you have for them tonight, Lord God, so that they can be encouragement to somebody else. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen. Amen. Okay, well, I wanted to tell you guys a little bit about Yvonne. I'm going to be reading her bio just a little bit. It's so much that I'm going to just read just a little bit of it. Yvonne L. Ashby Coates was born and raised in Williamsburg, Virginia. She currently lives in White Plains, Maryland, with her husband of 25 years, Samuel III. She is the mother of three. She has one daughter-in-law, and she is the grandmother of four. Yvonne has a degree in business management with a minor in marketing. She has worked in the federal government for almost 40 years.
Wow.
With 28 years in the D.C., Maryland, Virginia area. Yvonne's ability to connect with people allows her to make you feel like you've known her your entire life, and I'm a witness to that. She has dedicated her life to imparting wisdom, love, trust, and kindness while fulfilling her destiny to remain humble spiritually, mentally, and emotionally through her life experiences. Yvonne maintains happiness despite having experienced unwavering obstacles and storms, triumphing through its strength and determination. Yvonne is a mentor, artist, certified inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Taking Off the Mask. She is living her best life, and her book, Taking Off the Mask, will tell you just how she does it, and she does it well. Before the end of this broadcast, we'll share with you how you can get a copy of her book, Taking Off the Mask. So, Yvonne, I have several questions, and I know one question might lead to another one, but I'm going to let you do most of the talking, okay? Once again,
okay.
I thank you and I welcome you. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, which is probably a full-loaded question, is what prompted you to finally write and publish your book, Taking Off the Mask?
Wow. Well, first of all, Minister Williams, I want to say thank you for having me on your show. And I actually feel it's an honor being here and to be able to do this with my dear friend for many years. And so what prompted me to write the book was, you know, the book talks about masking what we were going through. And I didn't say anything for many years. And eventually I started hearing people talk about things they were going through, and I said, oh, yeah, my husband kind of, he's going through something, and I would sort of say a little bit of what it was. And my sister Sherry said, I think you should write your story, because what happened, as I'm sharing a little bit with my family and what have you, other people were getting information, and they were saying, boy, can I talk to your sister? Or my sister always sends people my way. So it was over the phone in private. And I would talk to people, and so she encouraged me to write the book. What I found, though, in writing the book was I became very guarded and nervous about writing it, and I didn't know what to say, and I didn't know how much to say, and I wasn't sharing enough. And it takes you there. When you're writing about your life, it takes you to a deep level. And so I stopped writing, and my sister Sherry kept pushing and pushing, and it took me 3 years to go through the process and finally just say, I'm just going to do it, and that's how I did it. It was her encouragement and support and pushing me, and then I asked him if he minded me doing it, and he didn't have a problem. He wanted to share that because so many people was asking and needed our, you know, questions answered.
Awesome. I thanks to your sister Sherry. I'm not sure if she's listening in, but thanks, Sherry, if you are, for helping promoting and carrying your bond. And once again, I want to thank Sam. Okay, so this next question, I just want you to, for the audience sake, if you would just briefly define MS, multiple sclerosis, and how you deal with it from a personal perspective.
So, multiple sclerosis has been currently, people are looking for things to cure, but it's a neurological disease, and it affects everyone differently. Your nerves can be, it affects you from brain lesions to, you could lose your vision or anything that's dealing with your nerves. And when Samuel and I first knew that he had it when he was diagnosed, the doctor said it this way, and it was very plain and simple, and I stick with that. And they say, MS is like an iron cord. And you know how you have that cord that's all frayed and frazzled, and then you find yourself taping up the cord because you don't want to buy another iron? So MS is like that. It's the fraying of the nerves. And so they may fray, and you wrap them up or you bandage them up, or something happens, they heal themselves in a particular, in one area, and then it goes somewhere else. So you never know what MS is going to do, but it's an attack of the nervous system.
Okay. And how do you deal with that? I know we got several other questions hoping to get through, but how are you dealing with it from a personal perspective?
Personal perspective, when we first had this, we're introduced or he was diagnosed with MS, we wanted to ignore it. And I was in denial. And so being in denial is not good, because when you deny something, you mask it and you internalize. And so we did that initially, and that is not a good situation for either of us physically, and for him more so, but definitely me, because I didn't know I was going to end up being a caretaker. I thought that this man was walking when I met him. I thought that he would always walk, even though I heard them say, your husband has MS. I was like, yeah, okay. And but how we deal with it is we just take it head on. We look at what we deal with it where it is. If he is not feeling well, we don't pacify. He hates that. He doesn't like to be coddled. But we recognize that he may need quiet. He may need something else. And so I put all my energy in that at one point, and that was not good for me, because you have to have self-care. So we deal with it by each phase of what we're going through, and there are phases. He goes through different, we're at different phases at different times. And whatever phase he's in, we are dealing with it for what's happening. If he has problems with his vision, we're dealing with that. We will go to a doctor. We will see what has to happen. We will do what the doctor says needs to happen. If it's his walking, which it is now, we're dealing with that because he is in a wheelchair. And we're at another level while he's in his wheelchair that just, you know, currently happened, where he can't really move his legs like he could. So I'm the one moving the legs.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to sit down and say, okay, girl, how are you going to do this? It is very different when you're taking care of yourself and you also have to do this for someone else. So you have to find that deep within to do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm. You know, when I was reading your book, Yvonne, what really, and I read it several times, I read it twice, at least twice, and going through it a third time. And this is off script. This is not in script, okay? But
yeah,
you shared, and I'm going to take you back, before you were married,
okay,
that when Sam found out he had it, being the very independent, strong man that he was, he came to you and gave you the opportunity to walk away. You were dating. You guys like had a fairy tale romance. You were dating, and he did not want you to go through this. So he gave you the opportunity to walk away, and what happened?
So he came to me, and he called me, and he said we needed to talk, and I was like, wow, we have to have this talk, and what does that mean? Because we were having such a great time dating and him courting me, and it was really nice and spending time together. And so I was kind of nervous when he said he wanted to have this conversation with me, that we needed to have a serious talk. So he came by my apartment, and we were talking, and he just came straight out and said it. He said, I have MS. And he told me what some of the things that he would go through, and that he felt that it would be a lot for me to take on, knowing him and just getting to know him, that he was willing to do that on his own if he had to. He didn't want me to have to feel obligated to stay with him because or be with him when he's going through this deep storm or level or whatever he'll face with MS.
Wow.
And so I immediately did not hesitate to say, absolutely not. We're in this together, and I'm in it with you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did. And it wasn't because I pitied him or anything like that. First of all, it takes a really strong person to say, hey, they care about you. We fell in love at first sight. say, walk away. I'm willing to let you go and go live your life where you don't have to deal with this. Well,
mm-hmm.
God said something different.
God said something different. That was how many years ago? 25. Yvonne, in your introduction to your book, you and I'm going to quote exactly what you said on the first paragraph, okay? You said,
okay.
Imagine waking up to a world of uncontrollable pain every second you breathe life, and then deciding to mask it from everyone for over a decade. This book will detail the onset, discovery, and how my husband and I have had to learn to deal with this disease. Probably to the person suffering with a disease or disability, my words might fall on deaf ears because you are in search of a one day to not have any pain of issues or issues. For those who are the caretakers, this book will make you think about the patience needed to provide care for someone having challenges beyond your own. And I just thought that was so profound. You guys listening in, if you haven't got this book, you got to get this book, Taking Off the Mask. Yvonne?
Yes.
What is a passion that you thought you would lose as it relates to your husband having this disability?
So I like to dance. I love old school music. And I recall, when I was at my 50th birthday, and we had not danced in years because he was having trouble. He was using a cane at the time. And he got on the floor. I didn't know he was going to do it. He got up. He had a slow dance with me with his cane. And then my uncles and everybody joined because a couple of them had their canes too. But they joined in as well. But I didn't think I could dance again. And I tease him now because I say, once time I had a dream, and in this dream we were dancing. And I thought, oh, my gosh, it was so vivid. I could feel it. And I thought, oh, my God, I am still dancing with him. And I was telling my best friend, Benita, about it, and she was saying, oh, my God, Vaughn, that's so deep that God brought that image to you that you still can dance. And it's interesting because when we go to events or things like that, my husband, he is such a trooper about it all, and he will – I will dance with family members with him sitting there, and he's fine with it because he knows I love to dance. But I tease him, and I told him, we have been practicing because this guy in his wheelchair, he leans like he is, pimping. So I told him, I said, we are going to dance. When my 60th comes up, you are going to dance with me, and you're going to sit there, and we're going to do our thing, and you're going to like it. And he was like, yeah, okay. But we will dance again.
I love it.
We play around.
I love it. And you talked about that in that same chapter. You gave one of my favorite scriptures. You said, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. No
Absolutely.
Weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I love that. I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, let's see. And this is so inspirational. I'm just taking a moment right now.
Oh, thank you.
What has helped you, Yvonne? What has helped you to overcome challenges? What has helped you to overcome challenges of living with a disability in your home
And what challenges happen, if any, during this crazy pandemic that we're going through right now?
So we have gone through my husband's feeling bouts of depression, sadness, anger, just sort of a withdrawal situation. We've dealt with me going through those same things. And there is a time, there comes a time when you care for anyone and when you're giving beyond yourself that you are going to have to find a way to do something maybe you would not have thought you'd do for that other person and give the 110 while they give none. I have had those moments where I've got none and have given all, and he's got none and have given all. Because and that's marriage, I'm sure, but and it's balanced. But when it's a medical condition or disability on top of that, it feels even worse, because for him, he could feel like they don't care that I'm going through this. And at one point, he felt that we were embarrassed. No one ever said that. He never mm-hmm. said anything. I didn't know he felt that way, but he thought by him being in the chair and having this that we were embarrassed of him, the kids and myself. And mm-hmm. I was shocked because I've never, ever said or done anything that I thought to make him feel that way. So that was a challenge mm-hmm. because mm-hmm. there was times when you do want to run. And you want to mm-hmm. run fast. I'm a runner. In my head, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm going to run. I'm out. But mm-hmm. I fight. And I'm like, oh, well, I'm not going anywhere. I mean, I can't even think of that. I can't mm-hmm. imagine my world without my soulmate, my best friend with me. Mm-hmm. And so we've always just, when we deal with something and it comes to us, I'm saying him falling in a store. You're in a store, and your person that you're with, your loved one, is in the floor. Mm-hmm. What happened? Because he may have had a spasm and fallen. Mm-hmm. And but the people around us in the world out here, and I know we are living in different times, but mm-hmm. my husband has had people have ran to his rescue to help him when he, strangers, my son being his dad's caregiver before he, because I worked and I was outside of the home a lot, so my son was there. He worked part-time sometimes and sometimes full-time, but during that, he still helped me and take care of his father, and he made sure his dad didn't have the accidents, or if he did, so he would be there to help. During the pandemic, it's interesting. I found myself, we were staying afloat emotionally, but I found myself feeling like something was missing. I had a disconnect. I was procrastinating a lot in things I needed to do for my business and stuff that I wanted in my life. I paint, and I hadn't been able to sit down and paint. I hadn't been able to do anything, and I thought, I need to get closer to God to find another way. So one of the things that I did that I am so, so proud of and shocked that I did it was that I went on a 21-day fast. My daughter-in-law, 21 days, no food for 21 days. I did not eat not a morsel. All I did was drink water and had cranberry juice. Wow. My daughter-in-law introduced me to it, and she introduced me to the late Dr. Miles Monroe, who teaches you how to fast. Now, I've been in church for many years, and you know you fast the 6 to 6, and then at 6 o'clock you eat everything on the planet because you know you can eat. But this was a fast like Jesus. It was a, I want to go. The 21 days, he had a 21-day fast through his church, and I joined that 21-day, and she inspired me, my daughter-in-law, because I saw what it did for her and how powerful and strong fasting is. And I must tell you, after I never wanted to quit, and when it was over, I missed it. But I know you can go 40 days on the 41st day, you start going to starvation. I didn't go that long to do the extra time because I had made a covenant with God to do the 21, but it opened my eyes and heart in a major, major way, and I couldn't share it with anyone in my life except my husband, my daughter-in-law, my son, and my daughter. That was it. No one else knew I was doing it. I have no social media, no phone, no TV. And the phone was very minimal when I talked to my loved ones or whatever, but the social media was me getting on Facebook sometime, and I'm saying happy birthday or congratulations or something, not engaging in a big conversation like I like to normally do with people. But I couldn't share that. But I am so blessed and feel so great about that. And that helped me get recharged to do what I need to do to take my husband and I to the next level, and it's been wonderful. It changed our lives.
Amen. And I'm sure it gave you an opportunity just to focus in on God and all his grace and mercy and what he's already done for you. God be the
Everything
glory.
Was about God.
To God be the glory. Well, let's say I have a couple more questions, if you can just bear with me here.
Okay. All right.
What has been your greatest motivation to keep on keeping on, to keep on pushing, to keep on fighting for your family to stay together, your greatest motivation?
So my greatest motivation have been honor, honoring God, honoring my husband, honoring my children, honoring myself, honoring my family and everybody I love and care about. Honor has gotten me to there, putting people where they need to be in my life and making sure that, for instance, my husband knows he's the head of this household, and no matter how low he sits or what happens to him, he is standing to me in my eyes and in our family's eyes, tall, like he needs to be wherever he needs to be. We meet him where he needs to be, us to meet him, that he leads us. And I never, ever wanted him to feel like he was not the strong person to take this family to the level they need to be. So I honor that, and I honor everything.
Oh, my God, you about got me in tears right now. That is so profound. Can you say that again, Yvonne, please? Somebody needs to hear that, what you just said.
Yeah, I said honor. Honoring everyone around you that you love and care about, making your spouse number one, because the man, he has the house. And no matter what that person's disability is, whether you don't make them feel belittled, you don't make them feel less because you can get up every morning and put your legs in your clothes every one step at a time. I have to help him. For me to honor and let him know that I'm doing this, but you still are the head. You lead us, all of us. My son, my daughter-in-law, my grandchildren, all of us. He leads us, and then my friends and family and the people I care about and love, and definitely, I didn't say God first on the second round, but you all know God comes first for all of this. So that goes without saying. Honor God. Honor your spouse. Honor the people in your life. Honor yourself, because you have to. You have to stay to get where you need to be. And to make people understand that this is the lead here. This is this nucleus of my family right here.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I got to take another pause, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Honoring. You talk about your children with such affection, and I know just by knowing your story that when all this started, they were little. Now they're all grown. Your son is in the military. Your daughter's away to college. Just the two of you now. What does that feel like, Yvonne? What does that feel like?
So all my friends talk, well, a few of my friends talk about, I can't wait to be an empty nester and blah, blah, blah. And my husband and I were looking at each other like, why? We don't want to be empty nesters. And then my son went in the military, and it's interesting because he came home from Korea and he visited, and when he leaves, every time he leaves me or I leave him in some way, I'm tearing up, you know, because I miss them. And so then my daughter goes off to college, and that was a whole episode. And it just felt weird. So it's the dog, him and I, and little Emma gets like
little Emma
like runs things. She's like, I'm ready to go to bed. Let's go relax. You know, that's Emma. So it's quiet in the house. We're getting used to it, but I'm loving being connected to my kids because we talk all the time. So quick little cute story. Last night I'm watching, I love Hallmark, as you all know from when you read my book or get my book. And so I'm looking at a Hallmark show, and Simone doesn't like Hallmark, but spending time with her mom. So we had movie time when she was home. So last night she called me, and I thought it was weird at first. And I thought, then I got into it. I was like, okay, I get it. I says, well, do you want to watch the movie with me? She has FaceTime. You know, we're watching the movie. So I said, I'll prop you up on the pillow. So I propped the phone up on the pillow. She's looking at the movie with me. We're having movie night together. And it was just so special and sweet. And I thought it was weird, and then I thought, well, you know what? That's something that we like to do, have our time, and if she felt she wanted to spend some time with her mommy, and that was her way through FaceTime and watch a movie together, we did it. So,
I love it. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Well, I have one more question before I ask you what I think may be the last question. I do want to say that I hope one day your husband will agree to be on this program, just be on this broadcast, because I would love to hear firsthand from him. And I just want to put that plug in, and if he does, he's not. I just want to put that plug in because I think every man and woman needs to hear from hubby also.
Yes.
So I just wanted to say that. Yes. Okay. So I think he's listening. So, Sam, you hear me?
He is listening. I tried to get him to talk, and he was like, no, Sam is very shy.
I know who he is. I can't even imagine me trying to get Rick. I can't even get Rick to come on this broadcast. But anyway, not about me.
We'll work it out.
Okay, fine. This may be the last question, because I do want to give opportunity for others to call in. But, Yvonne, is there anything else that you want to share that you think might help somebody else who may be facing similar critical medical issues in their families? Anything that you shared so much, and I've gotten so much out of, and I'm hopeful that others have too. But I do want to open this up now and see if you have anything else that you want to share before we open it up to anyone else.
Well, one thing I like to say to people is, you know, I've always had people say to me, you always smile. You always have this your dimples. You're always showing your dimples. You're smiling. I am very centered. It took a minute to get to where I am, but I've always been kind of a pretty leveled person and had clarity in that regard. But I also want to say that there are going to be times in everything you do, just because it's not happening to you now, we all go through things. And so I'm finding that when I have conversations that people are telling me that my book saved a marriage. I've had a dear friend say that it caused her to stay with her spouse or partner that she was going to leave who had a medical disability. She stayed. Mm-hmm. And people who had other illnesses besides MS read this book, and it helped them get through their own situation. So what I want to impart to people is don't think that this book is about MS only, because this book touches everything about us and self-care. Please, whatever you do, people always say you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of someone else. Well, you know what? That's kind of true, because if you don't take care of yourself, how are you going to do what you need to do? for the other person that needs it at that moment. And one thing Sim says to me, and he's always making sure that I'm straight, because he says, I need you to have, like, boots on the ground kind of situation, because you are going to carry us in that situation that I can't do anymore, but I'm protecting my family from the way I need to. Because don't get it twisted, he will protect his family.
Yes.
So always know that, and I tell people, people are not going through, and not to say look for what I'm going through or what somebody else is going through, but be compassionate about the fact that there are people that's going through different things, and it just might be you. And if you think that your world is a particular way and it's not touching you, have some humility and compassion for somebody else that's going through something, because it might just be you and you need them.
It might just be you. That's so well said, so well said. It might just be you. Miss Yvonne.
Yeah.
Ashby Coates. I am reading your back cover of your book, Taking Off the Mask. Says, Taking Off the Mask was inspired by my life of secretly living with my soulmate's disability, uplifting him through all obstacles while concealing my silent pain by wearing an imaginary mask. Over the years, these obstacles became opportunities. I like that. These obstacles became opportunities to experience a deeper love and embrace the true inner peace of self-discovery. The fairy tale ending you may very well desire could possibly be the beginning of a new dimension to embrace living your best life. Acceptance is freedom, and freedom brings happiness. Ms. Yvonne Coates, thank you so much, so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for all the things you share, but time will not allow us to. But I just personally want to thank you, Yvonne, for just being open, being transparent about stuff.
I'm super proud of you,
and I could go on and on and on. But I want to encourage everybody to get this book. If not for yourself, get it for a loved one. Take it off the mask. It can be found on Amazon. And before we end the show, unless you want to jump in here now, Yvonne, you can tell them where they get the book. But I want to make sure we get this book into the hands of as many people as can, because it is inspirational, it's spiritual, it's fun. I mean, it's really raw. It's just, I love it. And to read and to to know the author behind this book, I'll just consider a double honor, okay? Double honor.
Thank you.
So you can get your book from Amazon, correct?
Yes, get it from Amazon. You can type in my name, Yvonne Coates, and it'll pop right off, or the title. There's a link that's https://amzn.to/2 and the letter YOLT in the capital UT. That should take you to Amazon, to my link. And if it doesn't, and you can reach me through Facebook, Yvonne Coates through Facebook. You can reach me through Instagram, Yvonne L. Coates Speaks. You can email me directly. And I'm talking fast probably for people to write stuff down, but it's on the flyer. But you can email me at info.yvonnespeaks@gmail.com. And if you want a personal copy, Vanessa, yours will be in the mail, sweetie, autographed. I owe you a copy, and you're getting that. And you want one autographed, I will be glad to do that and have it sent to you. So
all right,
have
you heard that?
I have all of that. Yeah.
Hey, wonderful. You guys heard that. And there's a flyer that we posted on Facebook and has all her contact information on how you can get that book that's in that flyer. So now this is your time. Anyone who wants to call in, you have to, I believe you have to push 1 first so that I'll
our founder can unmute you. This is your opportunity now. Yvonne has consented to answer any questions. We only have a few minutes, so we're not going to wait too long. So it's your time now.
Bring on the question.
Okay, any questions?
Hello, I don't have a question. I just have, I just want to say that, Yvonne, this is Jennifer from Facebook Live with Pastor Sonia Thomas. Oh,
hi.
My God. Hi. I was wondering how well we connected and why we connected so well. And I didn't know, but, you know, the Holy Spirit has a way to connect people, and you don't know why. I knew you wrote a book. I never inquired about it. I never, praise the Lord. Anyway, I'm getting your book. So my story is a lot like
you.
My story is a lot like your story. I met my fiance 5 months into our relationship. He had a major stroke. And I was there with him almost every day until he recovered. And it's been 7 years right now. And, you know, I am his caregiver. You know, he's here with me now. He's listening to this. I had to bring the phone in here with him so he could hear the story. My sister asked me to listen to this. She said, Jennifer, just get on. Yvonne's going to be on. And she didn't tell me what it was about. And I said, Gary, you have to hear this. It's our story. God is just so good. I care for him. And all those things that you were saying that, you know, just because he can't tie his shoe or he can't do those things for himself does not make him any less of a man or the head of the house. Any less. And that's what I portray to my man, is that you're no less. You're still the man. You know, I still inquire everything before him before I do it. And I just want to say to you, I don't know why we connected like we do, but now I know, because your story is mine. 5 months into our relationship, he had a stroke. I was there with him day and night, caring for him in the hospital. And his family was like, well, you only knew him 5 months. I said, but I love him. And I stayed with him, and we're still together. So thank you for your story. It just inspires me, and it just makes me want to continue to do what I was doing. I wasn't going to give up anyway. I haven't been giving up, and I just thank you. Thank you.
So I am so thankful, and thank you for saying that, Jennifer. So I know Jennifer through her sister, my classmate, Pastor Sonia Thomas, who I have been listening to Fresh Start Ministries a lot on Facebook. And it's just been such an inspiration to me to listen to them. And I plug in every Sunday when I can, and I've enjoyed it. And you guys have to listen to them. She and Jennifer, they take it to a whole nother level, and God is so good in what he imparts and the wisdom regarding us and just what we need to do. But Pastor Thomas, she brings it. So thank you, Jennifer, mm-hmm. for your story and for purchasing my book. I really appreciate that.
You're welcome. God bless.
Thanks for calling in, Jennifer. Thank you. Anyone else calling in? Okay, well, I think that's it. Hello?
I didn't hear anything.
Okay,
people
thank
are
you.
Shy.
Okay, so again, once again, this is Minister Van with When Christians Speak Talk Radio, His Abounding Grace. It's been my
Minister
pleasure.
Van?
Yes.
Hello, you got a couple people online, okay?
Oh, okay, I can tell, okay.
Yeah, I'm signing them in now.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. You're on the air.
Good evening. This is Pastor Sonia Thomas. I just want to say I enjoyed the broadcast this evening. Yvonne, I just want to thank you for just sharing your story. Such a blessing. Not even thinking about my sister Jennifer, but as you can tell, it has really blessed her, and I just thank you for everything and for how God is blessing you, and I pray that he will continue to bless you, and thanks for just having us on this evening.
Thank you so much, Sonia. I love you guys. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello.
Yes, Paul,
hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So I'm really bad at this stuff and doing it on this platform. Actually, my heart's racing, but I'm doing this because of Yvonne. I've always said that you're the phenomenal woman in my life. And so I'm actually doing this because you are truly phenomenal. And I've always said this to you. You know exactly who I am, I hope.
Yes.
Yes. And so you, honestly, and I've said this to you over the years, I've witnessed what you're talking about. I've witnessed so much, as you know. And everybody that's listening, this woman is phenomenal, phenomenal. She changed my life. And she gave me the confidence to, because I'm a lot like Yvonne. I don't have the challenge. Well, actually, my husband passed away, so I did have to deal with that, and it's great. It's all good. But the thing is, what I have to say about Yvonne is that she did always smile, always smiled. And I don't know how she did it, but she made me feel confident that my smiles also mattered. And actually, we would actually light each other's lives up through our smiles. So that's all I really can say at this point. My heart's still racing. But Yvonne, I love you. I think you are truly the most phenomenal woman I've ever met in my life, from one woman to another. Keep doing what you're doing. You rock, girl. Which I've always said,
Peggy.
Right? So,
thank you, Peggy.
Yeah, you do love me.
So,
I couldn't get through. I didn't realize I was on mute. So, but anyway, sweetheart, I love you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. So I met Peggy. I talk about a period in my book where I was going through some things at work. I work, as Vanessa said, I've been working for the federal government almost 40 years. So she's making me tear up a little bit because all of you are, because of the love you're pouring into me from this. But I was going through a very bad challenge at work because I was facing some adversities that weren't good for me, and not being able to get across what I needed to. And there are times when you do get messed with in the government, or in any job. And Peggy was right there and saw a lot of things that I had gone through and no one else knew. And I'm talking about walking into an office, because you're called into an office and someone has lied and said that you discriminated against them.
Yeah.
And Peggy was right there. And she and I walked right out and went to my desk, and they said, "Do you want to go home and rest because you have these allegations and you're going to get investigated?" Peggy, I said, "No, I'm going back to work." And Peggy did what she needed to do. She stood right there with me. She knew. But things happened. And it all turned out for the best. To God be the glory. Yep. It did.
Yep.
But Peggy was right there with me, so I know exactly what she means. And she's phenomenal to me as well.
Amen.
Thank you, Yvonne.
So thank you.
But you were just truly, I mean, I was in awe of you, actually. And I've always shared this with you. And although, you know, there's something that you came to my office one day and you said something, and that was, and I don't remember exactly what it was now, but it was, that established a bond for me, and I realized I didn't need anything else from you at that point. I didn't need another evidence. I knew who you were inside, and that's what mattered to me. And that's what built the connection, and that's why I always believed in you, and I will always believe in you for the rest of our lives, Yvonne. Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Love you.
Okay, my heart's still racing, but so I'm going to stop now.
Thank you. So thank you. Okay. Ray, is there anyone else on the line?
Yes, calling last four 0244. You're on the air.
Yeah, that's me. Yes, it's Clara Miller. And the way I became friends with Yvonne, we were neighbors, you know, before she moved into her dream home that she's in now. And she's always been the same, you know, same way like everyone described, you know, always outgoing, smiling, no matter what she was going through. You know, you would never know what was going on, and I lived across the street. So she is a wonderful person, and I'm just so proud of her.
Thank you, Clara. I appreciate it. Our girls are born about a week apart.
You can see
their
March, birthdays. Not too much apart, yeah. So, they grew up together.
Yeah. So it's just been wonderful. My neighbors, everywhere I've lived and where I am now, and it's just been a blessing. God orchestrated all of this, and all sharing the things that I have shared or even on this broadcast, it was just to let you know that I am human like everyone else, as we all are, and I've gone through some things too and weathered them, and God has gotten me through everything, and the main thing is God getting us all through it. And you're right, Claire, we have weathered storms and we've done well. And I feel like if you don't go through anything, how are you going to grow?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so, yeah.
That's so good. So good. One of the things I say so often is if you don't go through a test, you won't have a testimony.
Exactly.
We don't get to pick and choose what our tests are going to be, you know?
Absolutely.
That's true.
You want it to be something different, but it might be where it is, and it's like, here we go.
Here we go.
Exactly.
You know, really. Is there anyone else before we close out in prayer that has a specific question for Yvonne, or I just want to give the opportunity before we close out in prayer? I'm just so thankful that God's given us this opportunity.
Yes, I'll call us 7537. You're on the air.
I thank the Lord for Yvonne. I don't know her, but I enjoyed her story. And I know a lady that has a similar story. She's kind of shy to get on the phone, but she has a lot to tell. I really enjoyed this program. I'm Minister Malone.
I know that voice.
Thank you. He's related to you, Ben, right?
That's my uncle, yes. One of my uncles.
I thank you all for sharing that story and letting it be told. Stories need to be told. That's the only way they can help anybody, by being told. Put the mask on. Take it off. Thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Uncle Malone.
All right. I love it. I love it. Anyone else on the line, Reverend Ray?
Yes, call 8173. You're on the air.
Hello, Vanessa, and hello, Yvonne. This is Artis Johnson calling to say that I am very proud of both. And I thank you, Vanessa, for carrying the word of God to all that will listen and hear, and thank you for that. And Yvonne, I am so very proud of you and your book, even though it addresses MS in that particular case, but it can address any other challenge that people might have. And thank you for writing it. Thank you for being true to yourself and to each other. And I just want to say I'm so very proud of everything that you're doing, and keep up the good work. Love you both.
Love you too.
Okay.
That's my kid's God auntie. Artis is the God auntie. I made up a title. This is you and
Dan. I remember that. The three of us used to work together, you, Artis, and me. We going way back.
Yes.
Way back. Wow. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
You too.
I just want to say, this is Minister Ray. I just want to say I really enjoyed the broadcast today. This was awesome. I'm definitely going to get your book also. Thank you for sharing your testimony. And this is awesome. Thank you, Minister Ray.
Thank you.
I don't believe we have anyone else on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, God bless each and every one of you. I just, you know, again, I opened this up by saying that I wanted, hopefully this has encouraged someone. I'm just so full right now. So my words are stumbling. I'm just so full. I'm so grateful to God, first of all, for giving us this opportunity. And I now understand what's so pressed upon me to get this out, to get you on this broadcast, Yvonne. I'm so grateful for you and your husband for agreeing to come on this broadcast with us. So thankful. And so to anyone that's still listening, regardless of what you may be going through, remember, as I said earlier, in order to have a testimony, you got to go through a test. You know, we got to go through a test. And we don't get to choose. We don't get to pick and choose what our tests are, but we do get to pick and choose whether we're going to obey God's word and endure to the very end. So I'm so thankful. So with that, we're going to close out in prayer. Until the next time, I do hope to get Yvonne on the show again. I hope to get her husband, Sam, with us. But we'll pray about that, and we'll see how that goes. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord. God, we just thank you right now, Father, for the opportunity you have given us this evening, Lord God, to share, Lord God, Yvonne's story, Samuel's story, Lord God, that it would be encouraging to someone, Father. We thank you, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, this would be a blessing to her. I thank you, Father, that you ordained this way before she was even born, Father. You ordained it so, and I thank you for that right now in the name of Jesus. So as your word has gone forth, yes, your word, because even this story is told, Lord God, and that her life that she lived, Lord God, and as it lines up with your word, Father, we are so grateful, Father. We're so thankful, Father. We give you all the honor, glory, and praise, Father, because you are so worthy to be praised. It's all about you, Lord God. It's all about you because we know we can do nothing of our own. But with you, Father, all things are possible. Lord, I ask a special blessing on Yvonne and Sam and the entire family right now. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, Father, the angels in the camp run about that home right now, Lord God, that is already blessed, Father, that the children are blessed, Lord God, and that their entire family is, Father. And I thank you, Lord God, that you will use them, Lord God, to carry this story to the uttermost parts of the world, Lord God, that it would inspire someone, that it would encourage someone, that it would uplift someone, Lord God, to keep on keeping on, to know, Lord God, that their best days are not behind them, Father, but to know that their best days are still ahead of them. To God be all the glory. We count it done right now. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. So until the next time, this is Minister Bear with his Abounding Grace, When Christians Speak Talk Radio. God bless you all. And we'll talk to you later.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news.
Join us for our weekly broadcast, His Abounding Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. On Wednesday afternoons at 1 p.m., join Reverend Gwendolyn Dixon for the Midday Glory Prayer Line. The dial-in number is 641-715-3580. The access code is 732-499. And Wednesday nights at 7 p.m., Challenge to Change, where real transformation begins with you. That's with Pastor Paul Morgan of Chosen Generation Ministries in Richmond, Virginia. On Thursdays, live at 12 noon, join Reverend Pat Randall for Declaring the Finished Work for an hour of worship, exhortation, and prayer. Reverend Ray and friends are here on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with the Joy of the Lord on Friday Night Joy. Sundays at 7 p.m., join Reverend Ray for Bread of Life for a Word in Season. And don't forget our monthly broadcast. First Mondays of every month at 7 p.m., be blessed with the teaching ministry of Apostle Shirley Jones on Lifeline. On third Mondays at 7 p.m., join Evangelist Lewis McElwain for Adoration, a broadcast of worship and ministries on the mission field. second Saturdays of the month, join Reverend Curtis, Reverend Novena, and Minister Jordana for Bold and Beautiful, a youth and young adult broadcast setting the world on fire with the love of Jesus. All broadcast times are Eastern Standard Time. Hey, family, I want to introduce our newest broadcast that joined us in 2018, The Marriage Take Over the Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. They will be addressing a wide range of topics that will serve to encourage you and to strengthen your marriage. So remember, that's every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, The Marriage Take Over Over the Body of One.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a non-profit ministry, we are dedicated to spreading the gospel of Jesus through our programs and special guests. We exist through the generous support of our listeners. If you are being blessed through this ministry and would like to give a love offering, go to our website and click on our donation page. Your donation will be processed through PayPal. Our prayer is that you may prosper, be in good health, even as your soul prospers.
When Christians Speak Talk Radio is a 501c3 nonprofit ministry, so all of your gifts to this ministry are tax deductible. So go out to our website, www.whenchristianspeak.com, and click on our donation page. Hey, family, we are excited to have two new broadcasts added to the When Christians Speak Talk Radio Network. Marriage Takeover, The Body of One, hosted by Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson. It airs every third Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Our hosts cover a wide range of topics to help build stronger marriages. They leave nothing off the table. Our newest broadcast, R3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, premieres Sunday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and will air every second Sunday of the month. Our hosts, Elston Green, Cleophas Malone, Antonio Mitchell, and Ray Rose, will create a space by men and for men to have real conversations. It's time to be free, men, from false standards and the expectations of society, family, and self. You don't want to miss this first show, this Sunday, October 14th at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.